another show, another week of the Boss Report. Boss and Neek here, bringing you the best and crazy news in Florida news all together. My man, Neek, what's up with you, my brother?
Good, man. How you feeling on this lovely day?
I'm good, man. Vaccinated up, bro, so I'm feeling protected now. My 2 weeks have passed, and I'm ready to make go ahead and give me some ass. Who knows? Allegedly. I don't know yet. I ain't quite there yet.
Yeah, I got my second shot yesterday, so.
Y'all, I'm sore or what?
A little bit sore, but that's some pain medicine. I'm fine.
I hear that. Well, Neek, we're going to start in Atlanta like we did last week, but this is for different reasons, though. Suburban Atlanta Daycare Center caught on camera feeding a whole class of white children before little black children.
Good old racism.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off early. Good old racism.
In little kids, even. Like, even as the, at the youngest of ages where they're innocent the most, already starting.
That's tragic, man. Why would you do that to some kids at that? I wouldn't take my kid out. I wouldn't want them there no more after that. Like, why would you do that?
Like you said, racism.
What racism?
Like you said, in what WTF news, Florida woman gets 30 days in jail for intentionally coughing on a cancer patient.
Did the cancer patient owe her money or something?
Mm-mm.
Did she steal something from her?
No.
She did it intentionally.
Because she's an anti-vax, anti-masker, believes it's a hoax, and wanted to prove her point.
Oh, that makes sense. So therefore, she trash.
Yes. You know who she follows? The celebrity in chief who's now banished to Mar-a-Lago.
Or maybe, I don't know.
She's also a fan of Ron Death Sanchez as well. So there you go.
Boy, wild out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, in another week of police brutality 101, black Army lieutenant suing Virginia police for $1 million after they pull guns, pepper spray him during a traffic stop, which they classified as a felony traffic stop.
Just $1 million?
Just $1 million. I would have been suing for more than that.
Obviously for 20. With two cops, 10 million each.
Mm-hmm.
If it's three, I want 10 more, 30. You get the picture here.
Exactly. And when people tell me, oh, police ain't bad, when you, so you walk about in my shoes, they all bad. Like, I have issue with non-black people and some black people who tend to try to tell me, all police ain't bad. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So prove otherwise for me. Because I don't trust them. So I see too many videos, report too many stories of police brutality, police doing it. Elf crap. I ain't about to, until proven otherwise, they're all bad.
But at least consistent in one thing, being bad.
Yes. We'll touch on them some more later in this report, as you probably will figure out. We have all poor thing. White Republican Representative Vic Dabney votes against a hate crime bill because, quote, whiteness and straightness are vilified, Neek. I'll repeat this for you. Because of whiteness and straightness are vilified. That's why Vic Dabney voted against this hate crime bill in South Carolina.
Okay, where had it been vilified at?
Exactly.
I mean, if they're being vilified, they must be doing good at it, because most of the government is straight and white.
Exactly.
So I don't think they're being vilified. It's just another one of them scare tactics. Get people to follow that.
They see the change is coming, like Sam Cooke said. That scares them.
Right.
It's what I call white minority resistance. The browning of America scares them, because in 2043, this will be a majority minority country.
Pretty much.
That's what's scaring these. This is their last stand for white supremacy. It's their last stand. They're going crazy.
They'll be all right.
They're not having babies, and their people are dying. So that's causing trouble for them.
They'll be all right.
That's why they want to suppress the votes, too. It all ties together. It all comes around in full circle, you know?
It does, but they'll be all right.
And Alex Rodriguez and his rich boy are buying the Timberwolves from Glenn Taylor eventually. And Anthony Edwards don't know who A-Rod is. They know who dude was, which I found funny, too.
I mean, because he's young. Like, he's like, what, 19?
Yes.
Of course. A-Rod been gone for, like, how long?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Of course he don't know who that is. To him, it's some regular dude named Alex. Some rich dude named Alex.
Exactly. We got this. Shame on the N-word. Kyrie Irving and Dennis Schroeder was ejected after an argument. The Dennis Schroeder told Kyrie Irving, said to him, GD N-word. And that set Kyrie Irving off, because he said GD N-word. I'm sure he hears that word all the time on the court, because I hear it when I'm on the front row. I hear it.
Who's Schroeder?
Nah, the N-word on the court.
Yeah, I hear it, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. Maybe he don't like being called that by anybody, no matter who it is. So that probably led him to going off.
Yeah, Schroeder said to him, GD N-word, and that would set him off.
Yeah, even though he probably meant it, like, small, like, you know, out the way. Like,
man, chill out, GD N-word, chill out. You know, yeah. Like that.
Yeah, you probably know. One of them, you know. But since you called him there, he didn't like it, so.
And he went off.
Yep.
Oh, man. 911 dispatcher Neek arrested for refusing to return $1.2 million mistakenly dropped into her account.
I mean, why would they arrest her for that? That's their fault.
Exactly.
The whole government fault, but yeah, this arrest the woman for getting money. Like, that makes zero sense to me. I would have kept it too. I just wouldn't let it sit there. I wouldn't have gave it back. I just wouldn't let it sit there, because that's a lot of money. And I'd be like, nah, this trying to set up. So I wouldn't have did nothing with it. She probably didn't do nothing with it either. But
exactly.
Like I said, they made a mistake. It's their fault.
Exactly. Well, Neek, it's back again this week. Neek is back. Florida been arrested for throwing bowling balls at Firestone workers after his car was broken down again after he paid $800 to get it fixed at Firestone. So he came in there with a barrage of bowling balls, attacked all the technicians and mechanics at Firestone.
Ban all bowling balls from Florida. Ban all of them. Close down every bowling alley. I don't want to see nothing.
He went to Firestone, broke his cap down again, and tapped the bowling balls.
Yeah, I'll see him tomorrow. No. No. Nah.
$800 for his car, and he broke that again. He went off and went up to the bowling balls and fired him at everybody. He in jail now. He in jail now, Neek, for this. Woo-wee. We got this. Georgia off our mind. Will Smith and Antoine Fuqua move emancipation out of the Peach State over new oppressive Georgia voting laws.
They were there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. So we had an apartment there or something?
Well, there was a film in there, the movie, Emancipation.
Oh, okay. So they were filming the movie there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Georgia's got cheap prices when it comes to filming.
Yes.
Yeah, so that means they're probably going to go to Louisiana after this.
Yep, potentially. Man, bruh. Oh, yeah, no, she likes it my way. Scripper puts Usher on blast for buying dances with cornerly counterfeited Ush bucks with his face on it.
First of all, how do you put the, how did he sneakingly do that in strip club?
Who knows, man?
Like, how do you, like, if he had the money on him, they probably saw the bands or whatever. They didn't know his face was on him. So he probably brought him in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to throw the money and for them to not see it, like,
exactly.
That's wild. They didn't see it until after he left.
Exactly.
Ooh, boy.
It's kind of lame, if you ask me, but it is.
That's a lame move, anyhow. It's a lame move, anyhow. Very lame.
Very much. So this is more than lame. This is tragic and sad. F-12, police officer Kim Potter was charged today, second-degree manslaughter, for shooting death of Dante Wright after she said, taser, somehow shot him with her gun, one shot, took him out. She's been bonded out now on a $100,000 bond now. She's out of jail. Been on the force 26 years. She trained cops in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which is 10 miles from where Derek Chauvin's on trial for George Floyd's murder. So, Minnesota, Flando Castile, they love killing black dudes in Minnesota, obviously.
I looked at the taser that they have, and I looked at the gun that they have. There is no way you can't tell that it's not a gun.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Because the bottom of it, even if you look at the bottom of it, they grab him by the handle, that one's fatter. The taser is fatter. And the gun is not that big. So I'm just, that's just an excuse, man. It's just like police will find an excuse. And like they'll say us reaching for our wallet is a gun, but from miraculously, they can't figure out the difference between a gun and a taser.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle, right? But all right.
Yes. Oh, man. Conspiracies were being insufferable. CDC and FDA recommend Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine be put on pause due to 6 cases of a rare blood clots being revealed.
Okay. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't have Johnson & Johnson, so I'm straight. But, I mean, if you mess up like that, nope. Take it off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just only 6 people. That's kind of weird. That's a weird number.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take it off the shelf just because 6 is still too many. So, yeah. Take it off the shelf.
No, definitely. Got this is embarrassing, Neek. DJ Mustard blasts thirsty personal shopper for allegedly stealing $50,000 to impress Instagram followers.
My thing is, how much was she getting paid to be the personal shopper?
Exactly.
Like, for what I was told, like, a lot of them get paid a whole lot of money to shop for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing is, if she felt the need to steal, that means she wanted, you know, more money.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I want to steal from my client because we easily get another one.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I don't think she thought that one through.
Yep. And,
And to do that just for Instagram?
Yes, for Instagram.
Not worth the time.
Not worth the time at all, brother. And KD blast D-riding LeBron James slurper Shannon Sharp for fake quote about LeBron James. KD says, y'all drunk uncle out here lying again. When KD claps back at Shannon Sharp on Twitter, Shannon Sharp, like a punk, blocks him.
This is weird. KD and social media is kind of weird. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was the one that was disposed for having a secret account and commenting under stuff. Like he's a child or whatever. So it's just like he has a whole weird behavior with social media. But sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's funny. I'm not going to lie. It's just weird.
And Shannon Sharp, more people know him as being a LeBron James D-Rod. He's a Hall of Fame tight end.
I mean, he gets paid, you know, to be more out, you know, outrageous sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with him being a LeBron James fan. There's a lot of LeBron James fans. So I just think, you know, if the quote was fake and he didn't know it, he shouldn't have been like, oh, my bad, and moved on. But probably got worse.
My problem is the over-the-topness of him and Nick Wright is sickening. It's like it's an act and it's sick. That's why I can't watch that crap. It's sickening to watch.
Hmm.
And it's not objective. Because it's always, you know, you have him playing the Stephen A. role and Skip's being the LeBron hater. He's the LeBron D-Rider. But, like, this dude never acknowledges dude ever, though. You know what I'm saying? He never acknowledges you. You do all this D-riding for him, he never acknowledges who you at all. So you do all this riding so I don't even acknowledge who you are. It's to me, I find it very hilarious.
It's wild. It's wild.
Goat James! Goat James! Like, the funny you do, that's minstrel show. That's what I call it. Minstrel show. It's sickening. Can't look at that stuff.
Right.
Back to Atlanta. YFN Lucci's bond in jeopardy, Neek, after he failed drug tests and visited strip clubs in Atlanta.
He did what?
Yes. Failed drug test. Visited strip clubs in Atlanta. Why he's on bond.
Wow. He just don't care, dude.
He said, every day we lit. That's what his song was. Every day we lit. You ain't talking. Every day we lit. That's what his song said.
I don't get dude, man.
I don't get him either.
I don't get it. Like, you pretty much meant to go to jail for murder, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you might want to live your life like it's golden, but bro, that's a violation.
Mm-hmm. And he got out of jail because he said he needed to be around his kids and his family. That's why he got out of jail.
Yeah, that's a bad excuse to use.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hoo-wee. Florida man and woman arrested after testing out furniture too far by getting down with the get down in the middle of a rooms to go on the furniture.
They did that?
Yes.
Were there people there?
Yes. They said it's quote testing the furniture out. That was their excuse. Well, see, he said test it out, but he tested it out.
I don't get it. couldn't contain your horny for what, 30 minutes?
Test out don't mean get freaky.
Right. 30 minutes.
Yes, that's what happened. Florida man needs to smell good. Two Florida men charged with grand theft in Ulta Beauty fragrance free for all. And Nico, unfortunately, these are two black men.
Into a fight?
No, they stole from Ulta Beauty all the fragrances. They want to sell them in the hood.
Oh.
In the free for all, yeah.
They're trying to make it come up.
Yeah.
And it failed.
Failed miserably.
Man. Oh boy. Some things ain't working. And I don't think Ulta makeup is worth going to jail for.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Maybe MAC, but not Ulta.
Not Ulta. And Florida woman tasered after throwing feces on officers at jail.
Well, she didn't die.
She's white.
And officer knew the difference between a taser and a gun that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no story here.
Oh, man. Florida man versus intense patrol car, arrested for DUI. He was naked, too, as a black man.
He stole the patrol car?
He reversed into the patrol car and got hit with DUI for being naked inside the car.
Had to be if he's... Yeah, he had to be under the influence of naked.
Yeah. He was watching Pornhub on his phone, too.
So basically, was jacking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then backed up into a police car.
Yes.
That's why you need to do it at your own house.
And it was West Coast Productions. It had to be the booty talk or all that ass, something like that.
Boy.
He was watching Jada Fire and Isla Fox and them.
Just doing it at home, bro.
Exactly.
Let's do it at home.
It's all it takes, Nick. You're right. It's all it takes. Hoo-wee. A Florida woman was told to put a mask on inside Walgreens. Instead, she went on a racist, homophobic, Islamophobic rant about other customers.
Well, I thought it was like some of these little stores that you expect people just get mad at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like Target. Nobody's getting angry at Target.
Actually, we all have a Target story about that actually next, Nick. Actually, we do.
Damn it. Walgreens. Come on, man. Damn.
Spoke too soon, Nick.
Spoke too soon on that one. Spoke too soon.
Well, here we go. Florida man arrested for jumping over the counter, beating down Target cafeteria workers because they was out of Target popcorn.
Target popcorn ain't even that good.
It smells good. My head in years. It smells good. My head in years. If it smells, does smell
it's
good.
It's always extra salty. It's always extra salt, and you got about nothing but an icy just to cool it down.
Yes.
Cool it down. But why are you beating up folks for it?
He jumped over the counter and beat two people down for it.
My thing is, how did two people get beat down?
The good question.
If anything, it's two of them, one of you. I'm lighting him up.
Exactly.
Easy light up. Easy.
Yes.
You get the head, I get the stomach or something. But I guess I didn't want to get fired though.
Yeah.
That last door. That's a hell of a double-edged sword.
Yes. Florida Publix brawl. Florida man arrested for beating down another Florida man for farting on the line in Publix. He farted. Beat him down for farting line.
What part of Publix where they at?
The cashier, the line to check out.
Oh. Okay, that's just stupid. It's just... Ooh, so stupid.
I guess the funk got to him, Nick.
This is stupid. I can't think of nothing else but to say that's just stupid. That's what it is. I can understand if you get some of the public's wings or something, but at the cash, you about to go home, bro. Now you're going to jail.
Exactly.
Boy.
We have an unfortunate Florida love connection, Neek. Florida man and woman hook up after a Walmart encounter when she pulls up her dress and starts kissing her booty cheeks. She was single, he was single, and she went with it, Neek. Now they're together, inspecting a baby after this stupidity of thirst.
I mean, it's Florida. Yeah. Nothing else I can say on that.
Random, yeah. Just pull the dress up, goes kissed on the booty cheeks, and there you get her. Like
Florida. It's Florida. A Florida love story. It's Florida.
He should be in jail for assault.
It's Florida, man. That's the Florida love story. That's how they get down.
Neek, I'm never doing that, Neek. I'm never just going to go to in a line and pull a dress up, try kissing booty cheeks. I'm not doing that, ever.
I mean, you wouldn't, but that don't mean he ain't. It's a Florida love story, bro. Florida love story.
And the last one of the week is, Neek. Florida man figured it was cool under Trump administration to steal $7 million in coronavirus relief and use it to buy a house. A Maserati, then got scared, fled to Croatia after Biden was elected, where he got caught anyway.
He did all that and still got caught?
Yes.
What was the point again? Like, tell me what was the point?
I guess that $7 million he stole and coronavirus relief money was what it was worth, but you still got busted.
Still got busted. $7 million.
Fled to Croatia and still got caught.
Still got caught.
Pathetic.
Still got caught. That's amazing. Good job, America. You found a dude in Croatia.
Hoo-wee, well, Neek, within the report now, brother, what are your thoughts on this week's stories, man?
My thought is we need to stop the state of Florida from getting all these bowling balls. They need to stop, go from there, and everything else will be safe. Everybody be safe, sound in Florida. You can go back to selling dope with alligators and whatever else y'all do. Just take away the bowling balls, bro.
Yeah, that's four weeks in a row, 5 weeks in a row. Ain't it 5 weeks or 4 weeks?
Four.
Like
4 weeks in a row, bowling balls have been involved.
I never thought that you would go attack somebody for your car not working with bowling balls.
Right.
At first, with the Firestone, which is very high and expensive anyway.
Right. Like, I went to Firestone just to get a tire change. They talk about $220.
Yeah.
I left with the Walmart. $90. Options.
You trust the Great Value tires?
No, it was a what's one of the Great Value tires. I forgot what it's called. Uniroyal. They're pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Because if Great Value scared me.
No, they ain't got no Great Value tires. They either got a low version or whatever you want. Yeah, I ain't got no good truck or nothing, so I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Firestone raping you, man. They killing you with the money. They taking all your money.
All of it. All your money gone.
$800. See, they get you in there with that courtesy check. And they bring in this little receipt of all these things they found wrong with your car. I'm good.
All of them do that. Every last one of them do that. Every car place does that. That is crazy.
My man paid $100, said, nah, I'm hitting y'all with bowling balls for this. Ain't happening.
Yep, he said it. Nothing but bowling balls.
But you don't expect to get hit with bowling ball while you're Firestone. You don't expect that Firestone to walk in and start firing bowling balls at you.
I mean, I wouldn't expect that going anywhere, but that's just me.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, another week of the Boss Report, another week in Florida, doing stuff crazy as usual, folks. Follow up the show at Boss Man Show. JR the Boss Man, Nacho Man Neek. We will bring you the stuff, and we'll make sure you get the links twice a day. You can morning or night, or while you're doing your jog or whatever, listen to the report, and be entertained and realize your life ain't that bad.
It's not.
It could be worse. It could be in Florida. So that's what it is. Folks, Boss, Neek, we out.
Peace.